Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The one thing I will say is I thought the crowd was a bit iffy.
Jerome Bettis taking a shot at Steelers Nation, saying the crowd Sunday night was iffy. I couldn't disagree more. Now, full disclosure, I was not there, but everyone I know and love pretty much was there, and they said it was rocking like the old days. And it popped that way on the television. It sounded like it was rocking like the old days. There were Ravens fans who are bloggers who were videotaping themselves at the game enjoying Renegade, and I saw this particular one say that he went to a bunch of different road venues this year and said that no place rocked more than Acrisure did while Renegade was playing. Now, maybe Bettis is getting into the fact that early on there were some uneasy moments and the Steelers were maybe another three and out and the Ravens score away from totally losing the crowd. But isn't that fair? Like, it was a winner-take-all for the AFC North game, and you come out slow. If you'd come out real slow, don't you reserve the right to boo? Don't you reserve the right to be pissed off? I think you do. A texter brings up, and it's kind of on the topic here, I think people aren't bringing up enough Houston's road record this year. They're 7-2 at home and 5-3 on the road. The reason I haven't brought it up, even though it's factually accurate, is because they've won their last four road games at Los Angeles. It's not a tough place to play necessarily because there's a lot of Texans fans there, but you're going to the West Coast. At Kansas City, they won. Not an easy place to play, and that's when Kansas City was still playing for something. At Indianapolis, which as a dome when they were good, one of the toughest places in the sport to play. They also beat Baltimore 44-10 on the road this year. I'd rather have the game in Pittsburgh, and I do think it gives you an advantage, and it can help Rodgers hopefully neutralize the pass rush a little bit with a hard count. We saw the difference that that made first time they played Cleveland and the second time they played Cleveland. Scored 23 points the first game, only 6 the second game. And I think playing on the road affected that. But I don't think it's the be-all, end-all.